Now this is a dictation for Alan, A-L-A-N, Brigson, B-R-I-G-G-S-O-N, April 12, 1946. Addresses a letter to David Johns, J-O-H-N-S, 953-5329. Dear Mr. Johns, a follow-up for Mr. Brigson, who has a stage 5 chronic kidney disease. Last visit in December, he has rectal cancer with an ostomy, appears to be stable, no plans for any further procedures or interventions, surgeries, follows with the rectal cancer surgeon in Midland, also follows with oncology Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. He says to be feeling well, although he lost few pounds from 183 to 179, denies vomiting, dysphagia, stools without any bleeding, no abdominal discomfort, good urine output, no cloudiness, blood infection, no edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, blood pressure 129.62, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, no only speech. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice the hydralazine, Demadex, Norvas, nitrates for blood pressure control on phosphorus binders and diabetes treatment. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in March, creatinine 6.3, GFR 9, stage 5, electrolyte, normal mild metabolic acidosis, and normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Next number, rectal cancer, post-surgery, has an ostomy. Next number, hypertension, appears to be well controlled, in the low normal, not symptomatic, no postural blood pressure symptoms. Next number, elevated phosphorus on binders. Next number, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, presently stable, not no activity. Next number, anemia, being followed by Dr. Sahai, no external bleeding. Next number, one more time, I have a long discussion with Alan about preparing for potential dialysis. He should have already an AV fistula. His options are for dialysis in center or home hemo. He will not be able to do CAPD because of the rectal cancer ostomy. We start dialysis based on symptoms. He does not have symptoms of urinary encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. He says that he has gone through a lot the last few years with the cancer, and he is keeping his faith that he will never require dialysis. I strongly encourage him to do an AV fistula, but he declines. He is willing to do blood tests on a regular basis. We will monitor over time. End of dictation.